USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Let's get an update on the Afghan-U.S. troop withdrawal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Pentagon announced last week that the U.S. military has withdrawn more than 90% of its troops and equipment from Afghanistan. This comes roughly 2 months ahead of the deadline President Biden had set earlier this year for American troops to pull out of the nation's longest war. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins Fox News to discuss the consequences of the U.S. troop drawdown.
The Taliban's positions are advancing even faster than the Biden administration predicted a few months ago, and that's a grave concern for America's security. We have to remember that Afghanistan is where al-Qaeda launched the 9/11 attacks from.
Some Republicans have sharply criticized the withdrawal of all troops, arguing that zero presence of American soldiers will embolden the Taliban. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The man running against AOC's New York congressional seat in 2022, Cuban-American Desi Cuellar on Fox News, explains why Democrat socialists are not condemning Cuba's communist regime for its crackdown on freedom-calling Cubans.
If you look at what happened just a few weeks ago, on the 3rd of July, actually, they had gone to Venezuela and they met with Maduro. And when you look at the track record of that kind of meeting, they're meeting with Maduro. Maduro's mentor was Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez was extremely close with Fidel Castro. So it's not, it's like they're hiding in plain sight, essentially. There's nothing good that can come from that organization or anyone that would want to meet diplomatically with somebody like that.
The Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that they stand by the Cuban people and they want the U.S. blockade to end. Mr. Cuellar disputes the blockade theory.
The blockade, what it does, the economic embargo, it does not impede the ability for that country to get medical supplies or food. So for them to be saying that it's because of the embargo is completely ridiculous, and it's misinformation at its best.
Anti-government activists in Cuba say more than 100 people have been arrested or are missing on the island following widespread protests Sunday. The Cuban government has not said how many people were arrested or injured in the disturbances. The 2021 Perseids Meteor Shower, which is considered to be the best meteor shower of the year, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. That's according to NASA. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.